Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, folks? It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is Monday, March 27th, 2017. Right, 2017, the year flying by in this next millennial. Soon it'll be the Ring 20s part two. Anyhow, had a great show for you tonight. It is the Trainwreck Radio.
Stand tall, stand strong.
That's Last Call. Dave Bray, head over to DaveBrayUSA.com. You could check out all his new stuff he's been putting out. He's been doing a lot of videos and putting out a lot of good songs. I want to send that song out to the family and to Officer Justin Turney, who died Monday morning in the line of duty in Oklahoma. He pulled over a suspect. Apparently he used a stun gun on the suspect, which it had no effect on him, and the suspect ran, and they wound up exchanging some gunfire. The suspect is also injured and in the hospital. He was shot, but the officer died. May he rest in peace. And without further ado, I'm going to start this show because we got some stuff happening with Overpasses for America. There's a gentleman trolling and attacking and trying to discredit this great organization called Overpasses for America. And it started out with some attacks on one of the top administrators there at Overpasses, and his name is Fred Schneider. And we're going to bring Fred in first because he was the first one attacked by this troll. So, James, please hold on for a couple minutes. We'll bring you in a second. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Fred. What's happening, Fred?
Can you hear me fine?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, you know, people sometimes they go nuts on you, and, you know, I've dealt with a lot of different organizations in the last 4 years, and hey, if you don't want to work with me, just say, hey, we don't want to work with you. That's all that had to be done. But this guy starts attacking me. I was in a chat with all these people, and all of a sudden I'm thrown out of the chat, and I'm like, what the hell's that all about? You know, and you know, before I know it, I'm being attacked. I'm supposedly hitting on every woman on the bridge, but none of the women say I was doing it, you know. And then the first accusation he made was that I stole a $300 donation on a flag wave that someone gave the group. And I'm like, Mark, you've done flag waves. You ever got a donation? You know what I mean? More like right. A $300 one. Yeah, every now and then somebody pops you, brings you a case of water and says, hey, man, thanks for standing. Or they might pop you $10 and say, hey, go get lunch, you know, or a 20. But $300, kind of ridiculous. When I first seen this, I was chuckling. Well, then, you know, when you're lying, it's hard to remember your lies because this is what you do. And yep. Next it was, I stole $500 from a food drive for veterans in Illinois, you know? And so right. Now the place where I stole money has changed and the amount's gone up. And I've done one food drive, you know, where
I saw pictures.
I was involved and everything was above board. You know, everybody in my Illinois group is rather perturbed. You know, because they know what happened, you know. And all I was trying to do yesterday was, because he has PM'd and he is slandering me left and right, everywhere you can imagine in Facebook land, and on, I think on Twitter too, and I don't do Twitter, so I don't really care, you know, but
meaning
he's slandering me left and right. So I wanted to set the record straight yesterday. And that's how come I put out my many posts because, you know, they're not the brightest bulbs in the world. They threw me out of the chat, but they didn't throw out my alt account, you know? So, hey, I'm getting everything, you know? And he said he threw me out of all his groups. No, he didn't, you know? So I'm getting everything, you know? And it's like, okay. And, you know, you can put up with stuff for a while. I thought it might die down. I didn't want to go public. But, you know, that one point you just got to say, hey, man, because he's PMing. He mined either my friends list or the group that he was in with me. And he's sending this to everyone because everyone's sending it to me saying, what the hell is this? You know, so
well,
I,
you know what I want to
sent
say,
down
Fred.
My stuff and I explained what was going on because if you keep it quiet and you try to keep this type of stuff quiet, it's a bump in the road to me down Overpasses for America before.
Yes.
And it's 4 years and we're still here. You know, yep. There's a reason we're still here. We are a grassroots movement whose only goal is not money. Our goal is to save America from communism and socialism, Marxism, fascism, racism,
Raise
progressivism,
awareness.
And Democrats and rhinos.
All those who would deem the Constitution an old relic hanging on the wall in a museum. Now, I've been, hanging out with Overpasses for America since almost its inception, as we started out almost at the same time. I think James started in June, and my network started in July, and the first show was in August. And one of the first few shows, I guess there was some hoopla in the very beginning of Overpasses. James
yes,
got his neck. James got his neck broken at work from a prisoner, and he was breaking up a fight or something. Got his neck broken, and apparently he was skimming donations to Overpasses for America. And we had him on to defend that way back then. He came on the show, and he was talking about and bringing awareness to the situation, telling his side of the story, because we were only getting hammered. Overpasses were getting slandered and beat on, and lies were being spread. So we killed the lies live on the radio. Folks, welcome James Neighbors to the show. What's happening, James? You remember that show? I know you do.
Oh, I sure do. And it's kind of funny you mention it, but I'll bring that up later. This whole thing, I didn't even know about it. And this guy, Bob, which I call him Lion Bob now, because it just fits, comes along and sends a message to the Overpass for America page on Facebook. Hey, I need to talk to James Neighbors, yada, yada, yada. And I looked at his profile and saw that he was in the Overpasses Texas group. And I said, well, you need to go talk to Fred because he's your state leader. I'm very busy right now. And, he came back and a while later and said, well, it's about Fred, and I can't talk to him about it because it's about him. I'm like, okay. He goes, I need to talk to you on the phone. And, my phone coverage is spotty at best, and I just didn't feel right about it. I wanted – something didn't ring right. So I wanted it all, whatever he was going to say right there on paper, as it were, or on Facebook. So I would be able to screenshot it later if necessary. And so we started talking on there, and then he made the accusations that Fred mentioned before, about hitting on all the women that were on the overpass and stealing money and kept going on about how I should trust him and I should trust him and I can't trust Fred. And, I finally said, look, I trust Fred with my life. I said, I've known Fred. I said, I've traveled thousands of miles with him and spent hundreds of hours in person and thousands of hours talking to him online, on Facebook in private messages. I said, so
yep.
I don't even know who you are. And I'm not going to take your word over somebody that I know that I can trust. And, started getting really belligerent. And then, like Fred said, the guy's not the brightest bulb in the box, because he starts trash-talking me. And, I'll just tell you what I said. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, well, yeah, and you're a douchebag. And he goes, and he's in the wrong chat. And I go, wow. Well, at that point, I just blocked him, and I got the screenshots that I felt would yet before I ever talked to him would be necessary. And what do you know, I was right. And shared those with Fred. Well, then this guy goes off on this jihad against me and Fred and Overpasses, and he puts up this post in his group that says that they're taking over for Overpasses and that they're the new national flag waving group and blah 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 blah. I mean, it was just stupidity. And other stuff and whatnot. And it goes on for 2 days. And then he goes and like I said, what the accusations he goes and pulls up that old Americans Against the Tea Party article, which was debunked by an investigation by the government. Rifled through my bank records like no tomorrow, but he pulls this up, and even his own people are saying, that's fake news, man. That's fake news. Why are you pulling something off of a hard left website to try to go after him? I mean, even his own people are telling him this. And I don't remember what he said, but it was just weak excuses as to why, and then he just continues to go on. And then I start receiving PMs from people in overpasses, and I think it was Fred's friends list that they went after, because I was getting PMs from people in states that were all on the other side of the country. And interestingly enough, they were only women. Only women. Now, I don't know, but I thought that was kind of quizzical that he didn't approach any men with his accusations. It was only women. It's ridiculous. And I had an interesting conversation with his right-hand man, Joseph, today, and I wasn't rude to him. I mean, I don't know the guy, and the guy's never said anything about me directly, that I'm aware of anyway. All I know is that he's his right-hand man, he's still with him, so he must be agreeing with what he's saying. But nevertheless, I told him, I said, look, he needs to apologize. He needs to delete everything he said. He needs to make a retraction. I said, because we've been on this exact road before, and the source he's been using was debunked by a government investigation, and all he's doing is making a fool out of himself and dragging you down with him. And I said, so it's in your best interest to convince him to stop what he is doing. And, the guy tried to make some excuses about how, well, what he does is his business. I said, well, unfortunately, his business is dragging your name through the mud. So if you don't want to continue to be associated with this kind of stupidity, you need to try to convince him to stop and make a retraction, because you are right there considered with him in all of this. And I don't know what to tell you. I said, guilt by association is a very powerful force on Facebook, and you're right there with him. And so, I said, but what you do is up to you. It's none of my business whether you do it or not. I'm just giving you some advice over the years I've been on Facebook and seeing how people react. And other people have tried to do the exact same thing that Bob is doing, and every one of those people have disappeared. All of those groups have evaporated, and Overpasses is still here, and we will be here when you guys disappear. So do whatever you feel like you got to do. But if it were me, I would try to convince him to stop and try to reverse some of the damage that he's already done to himself. And that was the end of that. And, he wasn't rude to me. He was trying to avoid responsibility, but he wasn't rude to me. And so, I don't have any personal beef with Joseph. I think, honestly, I think that he might have been as blindsided by this as anybody, and he's just trying to go along with his friend. And I can respect that, but the fact is, come on, you're supposed to be a conservative, and you're supposed to be a patriotic organization, and the best thing you can call evidence is from a hard-left spoof site that all it does is slander conservatives and Republicans, and that's the best you can do? I mean, really? It's kind of sad. And the last 2 days, he's been out PMing people trying to find out exactly where I am. Well, I mean, it's not hard to figure out. I mean, I'm not going to say it here in case he's listening, because I want him to continue to keep looking. It's not hard to figure out where somebody lives if you know how to use the internet. But this guy's been digging around for 2 days trying to figure it out. And, honestly, if I were him, I would disband his little organization and find myself a rock to crawl under for a while until people forget. And then maybe after a while, try to start it back up, But the fact is, he's tainted his own reputation badly. And like
right.
Fred said, all he had to do was walk away and say, look, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. We're going to be doing different things. And he could have even said, I'm not comfortable with you being here. And Fred would have been, well, you know, fine. You know, probably wouldn't have been real happy about it. But it is what it is. And Fred wouldn't have meant anything else. They would have done their thing. We'd have kept doing our thing. And there wouldn't be any of this stupidity going on. But instead, he has to go this route to try to destroy us. You know, he has no idea who he's – I mean, I'm not trying to sound cocky, but he doesn't know who he's messing with. We have been down this road before. We know exactly what
yep.
to do to deal with it.
Yep.
And so here we are.
Yeah. And I got to say, I've been following Fred and his group for a long time when he was up in Illinois. Rally after rally after rally. There's probably – other than there was one group, I think, in New York did like 100 in a row, 100 weekends in a row or something. They did so many weekends. And other than them, I don't think anybody's done more rallies, and you don't hear any complaints from any of the people. They would be in the group pages. They would be in the – well, this Saturday we were at the bridge, and Fred was trying to be at this. Or Fred, people would say something. No one's ever said a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
True overpassers know Fred and love Fred for his efforts and all he does. So when things like this pop up, we know it's bull crap, but it's entertaining.
It's a pain in the butt is what it is. I actually went to the MAGA event in Fort Worth, and he was there, and so was Joseph, and so were people that have gone on the bridge with me, and one of my Texas admins. And you know, I said hello to everyone. I even said hello to him. And I said, hey, man, you want a war? You got it. You know, I mean, he doesn't realize we've been down this road. We have fought for our organization with tooth and nail against people much bigger and obviously much brighter than him. And, you know, I was filming, you know, filming the events going on. And so I had a place picked out. It was kind of shady because it was sunny out, you know. And so I said, hey, I'm going to go film. And there was a kind of a break in between. And I came back and he's not there anymore. And my admin goes, he left because my husband just reamed him out because this reflects on me too. You know what I mean? Because it isn't just me. It's the organization as a whole. And, you know, I surround myself in my groups in Illinois, because I still run Illinois, I have the best hosts and admins. In Texas, I have the best hosts and admins. You see where I'm coming from? And
yeah.
I put people in charge of their areas who know that what they're doing, they love this country, and they're fighting for this country, you know. And the BS, you know, like I said, like James said, all they had to say was, hey, man, we don't want to work with you anymore. Hey, no problem. See you, bye, you know. But, no, he had to take this road. And the road he has chosen, he's not going to win with. He's just not going to win with, you know. Apparently, you know, because I have friends, too. And I have lots of friends across the country. They're sending me the stuff he's sending them, you know, in California, in New York, in Connecticut, in Illinois, in Wisconsin. He tried to join all the overpasses groups. Of course, it was fun following him around going, block, 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 you know, because
yeah.
I knew what he was doing. I mean, like I said, we have been down this road, Mark, and it's not fun. It isn't fun. It's something that, you know, you hope never happens, but it rears its ugly head every now and then, and it makes me wonder about what his true goals were all along, you know. And, you know, to make the accusations he made, which are false, and then his the people, because he was an outside group. He was in overpasses because I brought him in.
Right.
You know, they had their own group. But for the people in his group, they're backing him. And I'm thinking, they know this is a lie. And they still go along with it. So that made me question, and in one of my posts, I tagged them all. I says, hey, what do you guys think? And they're all gone from my page. They're all out of overpasses, and they're not coming back in, you know? And mm-hmm. you know, we're getting to a food drive here. Now, this is what happened with the food drive thing. James posted to me on St. Patrick's Day. He says, hey, how about let's do a food drive again in April? So I said, yeah, okay. So I put it in Illinois. I put it in Texas. I said, hey, anybody want to do this? I put it in their chat. And I said, hey, would you guys like to do this? And it's on there. You know, and I remember screenshots are all there, you know. And then, you know, this was on Friday. On Monday through Thursday, I worked late every day, and I couldn't call who I was trying to call because I'm trying to get some organizations involved in distributing the food we collect, you know. So I called, and it was after hours, and they said, here, you need to call this number, and I wrote it down. And I didn't call the number because they said it was closed. Well, the next day I worked till 7 o'clock, and then they closed at 5. The next day I worked till 6. The next day I worked till, like, 5:30. So I hadn't called the number to see what it was out because nobody's going to be there anyways. So
right.
On Friday, you know, they're like, or on Thursday, I think it was Thursday, I don't know. It's become a blur. They're like, well, this number's no good. I'm like, well, I didn't know it was no good. I haven't had a chance to call. You know,
yeah.
And you know, that this is when this all started, and I'm like, what a crock of crap, dude.
Hey, do you guys hear a funny beeping sound going on? Do you hear that?
Yes.
No.
Very strange. And I wonder if someone's like hacking in trying to listen. Hey, boop, 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 boop,
yeah.
Boop, boop, boop,
yep, I'm hearing that.
Got a. What Fred was just talking about, the food drive, though, it's going to be April 15th through the 22nd, and it will actually be our third annual food drive, and, you know, for veterans. And you know, that's something that Fred had incredible success with. I mean, he had a ton of food crammed into his van, and then went and even got even more, you know, later. And, you know, the whole point is you know, we've all seen what the Obama administration did to our veterans, and it was just shameful. It was shameful what he did. And, well, we've got 250,000 homeless veterans across America right now, the last time I checked. And that, you know, that's 250,000 too many. I mean, at the very least, I mean, good grief, you got a homeless veteran. Why don't they take one of these, you know, decommissioned military bases and build barracks and have a kitchen and a hospital unit and you know, give them some place to live and some place to eat and you know, so they're not homeless. But we're not doing that. So the least we can do is try to help. And hunger sucks. You know, it's you know, it's terrible. And so,
yep.
You know, that's what we're going to try to do is to give back to those that guaranteed our freedom. They put their life on the line. And fortunately, most of these homeless, you know, veterans, the mental stress was too much for them. And that's why they're homeless, because they can't integrate back into society. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, if the least we can do is get them a hot meal or, you know, something to eat to at least take that bit of pain away, you know, where they don't have to worry about at least for a day something to eat. You know, I mean, we're not going to be delivering the food to them ourselves. You know, we're going to be giving it to like the USO and the VFW and the American Legion, you know, organizations
yep.
like that, because they know where to take it to. And
yes, sir.
You know, that's the least we can do. And you know, it's a shame we have to do that, but we do, because.
But and that just goes to show you that we do not need the federal government butting in, because when the chips are down, we take care of each other. You know, that's just the way it is in this country. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I got a quick
question. Yeah, I'm glad to be able to do that. You know, the last food drive we did, I was out of state, and so I wasn't able to help with that. And so I'm glad we're finally back here.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
There's some funny stuff happening here at the Trainwreck Radio Show. But that's okay. That's why we call it the Trainwreck Radio Show. Funny stuff happens every Monday when we do this show. I must have some maybe federal listeners.
Well, hey Mark, I'll tell you what. You know, way back in the day, I played music, and we used to do a song called Trainwreck. I got to get that to you.
Oh, yeah, it changed to the, you know how it became the Trainwreck Radio Show? Because I was doing
I thought it was Patriot Nation, buddy.
It is. It's the Trainwreck Radio Show on Patriot Nation Radio. And what happened was I was doing Constitution 101 with my good friend Charlotte. And we got to Article 4, and, you know, we had done everything from the Declaration, you know, all the Bill of Rights, and we were moving through doing each article, Article 1, Article 2, Article 3. We got to Article 4, and then so much stuff started happening in the news. And every week we'd advertise, okay, Article 4, and then there would be a news story that broke that we had to talk about. And it was just, so we just say, man, here it goes, another train wreck in the news. We have to talk about this instead of Article 4. And for like a month, we tried to do Article 4. And we just said, you know what, screw it. We're now the Trainwreck Radio Show. We'll get back to Article 4 in the future. So now it's the Trainwreck Radio Show. Because it just kept coming off the rails. We could not get down the rails of Article 4. and all the weird stuff like this. I hear these beeping sounds in the background. Never had that before. You know, and I just hit that ad. I was talking. And I hit the ad. I watched the ad play. There was no audio, and then as soon as it hit that it was done playing, it played over the air. So there's some weird stuff happening.
Well, you're not giving me any confidence here that I'm not being spied on, then, bud. Because you know, Brian, when I'm on his show, which I am every Tuesday night. Every
yes.
time we have problems, but he doesn't have many other nights, you know. So yeah, never know. The NSA may not like me, or the CIA, or
somehow
soup people.
You know,
you're not pissing somebody off for not doing the job.
You know, the sad thing about that though is if they are listening, they're wasting their time. They could actually be going after dangerous people like Democrats.
Yeah. Right. Now you see these leftists now are donning AR-15s and long rifles and walking around. It's kind of comical.
No,
so, you know, these guys they want to try to rise up. You know, when the American patriot wakes up and goes, you know what, you want to pull arms on us? You know, a lot of these guys are highly trained veterans. These guys are just some liberal snowflake whining and crying that Trump is the president. And they barely know how to use their weapons. But
well,
granted, they may
grief.
Have some veterans too. But
you know, if you saw any of the fun at Huntington Beach, California, they can't fight. They cannot fight. They tried. I'll give them an A for effort. They tried, but it was just comical to watch these snowflakes who flee to a safe space whenever they hear the word Trump. Suddenly get up and think they're, you know, I don't know, Rocky Balboa and try to start a fight and end up decked and getting their mask ripped off. And the one, it was hilarious. I mean, they got knocked down, they ripped it, you know, he punched somebody, he got knocked down, got punched a bunch of times, got his mask ripped off, and he's crying as he walks off. Crying. I mean,
yeah,
wow, poor baby. You know, here's a clue, snowflakes. Don't mess with actual real men, because we know what our gender is, and we go to the plumbing appropriate bathroom. We have no question about that, and we're not embracing our feminine side.
That's right. You know, and if they do want to get into a civil war battle, they will. The snowflakes will be melted from the heat of gun muzzles.
I don't think they understand how many people out there that go out and practice with their firearms on a regular basis don't want something like that, but are very much ready for something like that. And then there is that fringe element that, while they have not done anything and won't do anything without provocation, they kind of look forward to the day that these idiots try something like that. I don't think they understand that. And you know, they're poking the hornet's nest, and it's not going to turn out well for them. And first off, it's not numbered. I mean, you know, the average Democrat, they vote for idiots, okay? But, you know, I don't think the average run-of-the-mill Democrat wants to see America collapse. And right. I think these Antifas and whatnot like that that are out there are like 1% of 1% of the Democrat population. I really don't think they represent the Democrat population at large.
Right.
It's a shame that more Democrats don't stand up and say that. You know, it's a shame that they don't stand up and say that these people don't represent us. You know, but
that's like the moderate Muslim community doesn't speak out against the jihadi Muslims that are trying to kill everybody. They don't speak out against it. It's kind of the same thing, you know. If you're not part of it, you should say something.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I mean, because there is power and truth in the words where silence is consent. But nevertheless, you know, these Antifas, I think they've almost got like a Timothy McVeigh type attitude, you know, where he believed that by blowing up the federal building, he would cause a nationwide revolution. He really believed that, you know, he was obviously wrong. And I think that they believe the same thing. I think that they believe they're the modern-day revolutionary. And, you know, you see enough of them wearing the hammer and sickle, you know what side they're on. I believe that they think they are the Leninist revolutionaries that are going to overthrow the government. And, you know, they'll be the chosen few because they were the ones that stood up. They're not going to like the net result if they do it. I mean, I hate commies. I'm not going to. I am bigoted against communists.
Yeah, they want our freedom. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, real quick, I got another call on the line. I'm going to screen the call real fast. And while I'm screening this call, check out this cool tune. This guy's name is Josh Bogard, and his band is Dirty South. This song is called Cold Dead Hands. We'll be back in 3 minutes, 10 seconds. If it plays, we have some funny difficulties.
There's a rifle in my closet, made in 1893, called right on the barrel. It says Winchester Company. It's been passed for generations. I've been taught to use it well. It's put food there on the table. It ain't never been for sale. There's people on my TV telling me what's right from wrong, but not one damn gun of mine has ever pulled a trigger on its own. From my cold dead hands, it's about you and me. Don't you understand? You can bitch and moan all you want. You get my gun from my cold dead hands.
They have it, folks. That's Josh Bogart and Dirty South. Hey, what are you guys? What are you guys on Skype calling in?
Say again.
What are you guys calling in on Skype?
Not me.
Not me.
Weird. That beeping. Someone said it might be someone on Skype. But we got a caller on the line. He's a fan. He listens to the show. His name is EJ. He said he has something he wants to add to the show. You mind if I bring him in and join us real fast?
It's your show.
Yeah, go for it.
Here we go. Kind of crazy stuff happening here on the Patriot Nation Radio Show. EJ, welcome to the show, my friend. What's happening?
What's going on, guys? Yeah, it's actually interesting because I used to do a show on Blog Talk called EJ and the Bear. And we, you know, you're talking about people listening in. They make an application. I can't recall what it's called, but you can find out who's pinging your servers. And we use that application to try to find out who was pinging us. And we had like thousands of pings from Columbia University and Georgetown. Now, I don't know if you guys are aware, what the government will do is they, when they listen in to things, they will reroute through university servers. It's a very common practice.
Right.
And so you don't know where it's coming from. I can guarantee you we didn't have a lot of listeners in, coming out of Columbia or Georgetown. But I remember one show we did. In the first 45 minutes, we had over 150,000 pings coming out of Columbia and Georgetown. So,
well,
they are a large
listening audience.
Yeah, they are listening. They are listening. And I mean, hell, man, the NSA is listening to everything. So,
yep.
I mean, yeah. So, I don't know what your issue is with the sound there, but it could just be Blog Talk because Blog Talk sucks. I'm sure you're aware. But it's interesting, some of the things you guys are talking about, there's two things that I want to address. One is, you know, you're talking about these Antifa idiots. And although nothing makes me happier than seeing a communist get punched in the mouth, we're kind of approaching dangerous historical ground.
Yep.
If you look at 1930s Germany, you had, what did you have? You had the communists and the anarchists starting all this violence in the streets. So what did the Nazis do? The Nazis said, we're going to make you safe. And they got the brown shirts out. And the brown shirts put them down.
Yep.
And, the public supported it because, well, you know, you're keeping these communists and these anarchists, they hold, you know, down. So... And then what happens is the Nazis institute their own policies and people go along with it. And there's a lot of people in the Republican Party that aren't very different in ideology from the brown shirt ideology. You know, they say they're for the Constitution, but then you start talking about the Constitution, they go, yeah, well, you know, they sound like a liberal. They say, well, that was then, you know. So on both sides, you've got extremists who want to push forward their own ideology, and they don't. And a lot of so-called conservatives don't understand that the founding fathers were classical liberals. They just wanted people to live their life and the government stay out of your business. That was it, you know. But we don't have that on either side on the extreme, and that's something that we have to be aware of.
I agree. That's absolutely true. And these guys that are listening maybe through Columbia University, I want to welcome you to the show. If you have anything you'd like to add, you can call me right here at the Patriot Nation Radio Network and the Trainwreck Radio Show at 347-637-3942. Instead of listening, add something. You know, but obviously we're a threat, so you have to listen to us because we're talking about freedom, liberty, in the American way, and the intrusion of federal authorities on the American people in violation of their constitutional and civil rights. But I guess if you're an actual American, you have no civil rights any longer. That's only for illegal aliens and refugees, as it seems. You know?
The other thing I wanted to bring up, and it's a there's an interesting band out there called Rebel Inc., and they have a they have one song that's dealing with you know, veterans and the military. And one of the things that they say is honor the warrior, not the war. All right. And you guys had mentioned that our veterans had stood up for our freedoms and ensured our freedoms. And my question to you, and it might piss you guys off, but you have to honestly look at it. What freedoms has our military really been fighting for? As far as I can tell, we've been helping out corporations. We've been, you know, our soldiers have been doing the bidding of the corporate and political elite of this country. And when they're used up, they say tough shit.
I fully agree, except when we said that's why we have to back these guys, because they're going into this military with their purest of intentions of defending the Constitution, and that is what they really are. What they're doing in their minds, whether it be right or wrong, whether they be over in Iraq and Iran and stuff fighting for oil, so that some fat cat rich oil guy can make more money, and the corporations can sink more money into making more weapons and making more planes and making more spy stuff, so they can look at us. You know, we still have to back them, support them, and help them, because they're coming back damaged, and they're going with the truest intention. Whether we agree with the intention or disagree, they are still in dire need of assistance. And we don't need the government to assist them, because I think the people are more than willing and able to assist our veterans. All right, they need doctors and need medical care, but the rest I think we can all handle if we come together. Our veterans need us, not the government.
Right, and I agree, and that's one of the things, talking with a lot of soldiers that have gone into the military and then fought, they very disillusioned. You know, they say, I was fighting for America, I got out to Iraq, and you know, I'm getting paid nothing. Oh, and I'm having to cover for these contractors, for these oil companies that are making six figures in 6 months. You know, and they're like, and they realize this wasn't about protecting this country. This was about making money, you know, for
and
a bunch of rich people.
That's why when they come back to this country, defending the Constitution becomes a duty and an honor for a veteran here on this country. I'm right here at the end of the show. EJ, I want to thank you so much for your input tonight and, of course, your support of my network and my shows and everything else like that. Excellent comments and excellent conversation. Thanks again, EJ.
No problem. Thanks.
All righty. Hey, James and Fred, we are coming up on some national events and things and a schedule over the summer. You guys want to lay out the summertime schedule for national overpasses and tell people how they can connect with your great organization?
Well, I'll touch on our first one. I don't have my computer right in front of me, so I don't know if Fred does or not, so I don't have the schedule right here. But I do know our next two will be, of course, our upcoming Veterans Food Drive. And real quick, I'd like to touch on what the caller said was I really think the ones that are the most damaged are the ones that went in with the purest of intentions, and that's probably a big reason why they're having the problems they are now, because they went in with the best of intentions and then realized that that's not what they were fighting for. They were fighting for that, but the military was not, and that's, I think, you know, when your reality gets shattered like that, well, it can cause some damage to a person. And I would have to think that the ones that are having the most problems are the ones that really were the best soldiers and the ones that went in there with the right intentions. Our next one, I believe I'm correct, and Fred can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe our next one after our Veterans Food Drive, which is April 15th through the 22nd, is going to be our Flag Day. And that's kind of our, I guess you could call it non-political, but it seems like flying the flag is political anymore, and that's our flag day. It's just a flag wave. No signs, no banners, no nothing like that. Just drag all the flags you can find out, get out to a street corner or an overpass, and wave those flags. And that's really, that's what we're doing next. I would guess the next one would be our Independence Day after that. Fred, what do we got after that?
Well, you know, I'm trying to find a darn schedule. I keep, you know, it's in my files, and you're clicking on the button to get to the files, and then you see it, and as it's going by, you try to go back, and there it is. Okay, hang on, guys. Let me get it up here.
Official schedule.
Yes, this is the official schedule. Now, please open. Come on, open. There you go. All right. Actually, before the we had come up with the food drive, April the 19th is Patriots Day, and that's a flag wave. And then May the 19th through the 21st is something that's the third year we're doing it. It's called Summer Quest because it's the beginning of summer, and then, you know, schools are letting out, and you know,
right.
Memorial Weekend's the next weekend. Then Flag Day is a flag wave. Independence Day, July 4th, is a flag wave. And then August the 6th is the fifth year, on August the 6th, fifth year in a row, we will be going out on August the 6th, and we will be remembering Extortion 17. On September 11th, obviously, we're out there because we're remembering 9/11 in Benghazi. September 17th, Constitution Day, it's a flag wave. October the 13th through the 15th is a thing we call Fall Colors. And November the 11th is Veterans Day. And then December 1st through the 3rd is Flags Across America. And obviously that's a flag wave. And we are going to be a busy group this year. And I think flag waves are something that are going to probably overtake signs being on bridges, you know.
Right.
You know, I had said 55 days ago, I said, I'm going to give Trump his 100 days. If he doesn't do what he said he campaigned on, then I'll get out there and say, hey, how about this, how about that, how about this? But
right.
With the exception of Obamacare repeal, which, you know, they all ran for office and we're going to repeal Obamacare if we can get a Republican in the presidency.
Yep,
what do they do?
Lied.
They want to replace and repeal and replace. No, just repeal the damn thing and worry about replacing it later. For now, why don't they send Trump the bill they sent to Obama 60 times? You know?
Right.
Repeal
well,
the damn
know,
thing.
I look at it like this. Trump came, and I got to do this quick because I'm in the last minutes here. Trump gave them a chance to present something. It was a pile of junk. He told them it was a pile of junk, and he told them to go work on it. He sat down with these people and talked to them. And they returned with garbage, such garbage that they had to pull it before they could vote on it. And Trump said in those negotiations, this is your chance. If you don't do it, we're scrapping it and moving on to tax reform, and we'll let it implode on itself. And I'm in agreement with that a little bit just because the Democrats will own that. That's their bill. They will destroy it, the health system, and it will be on their backs, and they will own that. And then the Republicans can bring in a real replacement. But in the 2 years it's going to take for this to implode, they need to make that replacement. Tell folks real fast how they can link up with Overpasses for America, the websites and the Facebook pages, and how they can get to their own state groups and all that fun stuff. Got about 2 minutes.
Well, our website is overpasses.org, overpassesforamerica.com, or 04, the number 4, a.org. You can find us there. The best way to get involved is going to be on Facebook and just search for Overpasses for America. We actually have two pages now. One is Overpasses for America, and the other we put up because Facebook kept taking our page down. It's called Overpasses for America, The Fight Continues. Both are us. So if you run across one, don't, you know, and not the other, don't worry. They are both us. And, you know, we'd love to have you. When you go to the Overpasses page, the post that is pinned to the top of the page, just click on the picture. Right now it's the food drive picture. And, you know, join up and help us out with that. Help us out with that because, you know, it's going to take some effort. And we need all hands on deck for that. And let's get together and do that. Let's show our American heroes what the people, you know, that the citizens care for what they did, and we care for their struggles.
All right, guys, I want to thank you for coming on last minute and help me fill this out. It's been great, and see you guys on the pages.
You got it, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Overpasses for America, folks. And I'm going to play right now the our last song of the night. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in to all our other shows. Head on over to our Facebook pages for the schedules and stuff like that. And right now I'm going to leave you with the Star-Spangled Banner, sung a cappella by Dave Bray in Pittsburgh. Head over to DaveBrayUSA.com for all things Dave Bray. Good night, and God bless America.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. Are you ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Whoa, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting. Or the land.